Hier die Shimash Ilan Shvusu. Kirat Nan, Elohim Shim Shvus, Loy Erlan Bilan, Wuad in the Mosul Mithrach, Lo Kamaitim Kamishus Rabban, the same Kasha. Kopon the Kasha is you're doing an Issa Rabban. To get the Lechem, to get the Eruv off the tree, onto the ground where you want to be Kainish Shvisa, is Ostim the Rabban. You'd be Mishtamish Bilan. You can't take something off the tree on Shabbos. So Vaita the Eruv Shinat Yichal. And for the Gemara, Li'olam Atayi Dekoi Bishus Rabban. The same Akimta. We're talking about the tree is Bishus Rabban. The tree is out in the fields where you want to be Kaini Yeshvisa. It's by the Alpine Imam out of the city. But it's a Bishus Rabban there. For the Skavet Lishvas Lamata. Now you wanted to be Kaini Yeshvisa on the ground, on the Iker of the tree. On the ground, the bark of the tree. And the Maisa was that the Erev, you put the Erev on top of the leaves. The Chala was on top of the leaf. So it depends, we're saying. If it's Lamala Meyud, the Mishnah says it's no good. Because then Lamala Meyud is Rishus HaYochid. That's also in the right to take the challah off the tree to the bottom Rishus HaRabin. But if it's Lamata Meyud, if the branches are less than you, Tvachamayin, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's only a Karmelis. So then you're allowed to take the challah off. The Kashra is walking to take it off. L'chur, there are two Yisurim. One Yisur is you take it from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabin. And the second Yisur is you be Mishtamash Bilon. Since Yelechem, the challah for the Erev, is on top of the tree, you're not allowed to take something off the tree on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, the Rebbe he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shiton. The Yomar Rebbe says, Kol dove shumishum shvus, loy gozer olav ben hashmoshes. Any issa, the Rabbonon will not gozer ben hashmoshes. So Melo, when is an Erev chal? An Erev is chal ben hashmoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when you're under the tree, you have to be able to, at that time, take off the Erev off the tree. The Maisi you're allowed to, according to Rebbe. Because taking off the Lechem off the tree is only two Isurim the Rabbanans. It's only either an Issa, you'd be Mishtamish Bilon, or else you take it from a Carmelis into a Shus Rabban. They're both only Yosim of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't Geizim, even two Shvusim. The Rabbanan weren't Geizim Ben Hashmoshes. So Drashi Ben Hashmoshes, Shehi Shas Kinyas Erev. That's the time that an Erev Chumim is Chal. The Chivon, these Shas at that time. Motzi Shokule, you're allowed to take off the bread. Nimsa Suder Ruyaloy Geis Ashur. At that time, the Erev is Roy for you teeth. Vesula Yechvislon. Even though later on you can't use the Chalor anymore, because after Ben Hashmoshes, you're not allowed to take the Lechem off the tree, because there are two Yisur with the Rabbonans, you'd be Mishtamish, and you take it from a Carmelist. But about Ben Hashmoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, it's Chal, it doesn't bother us later on. Rashi loy gozru olav ben hashmosh, duchiv ben hashmosh asveiku, o shvus the rabbonin hu, loy gozru, that's Rashi svarim. About ben hashmosh is only a suffix if it's Shabbos or not. And at the rabbonin, so blaz like a suffix, in the rabbonin, you go to kula. So the Gemara, omulu rav nachmin, so this is what the first man yomim was saying, rav chiyah barabba and rabasi and rabba rav nosin. They were saying this pshat now mishnah. Now omulu rav nachmin heard them say this. He said, Yasha, Yishno, you said very good. That's like a pshat now, Mishnah. V'chein Omar Shmuel, Shmuel also said the same pshat. But that's like a pshat now, Mishnah. So at the Gemara, Omru Lei, Pasrisi Bahu, Kuli Hai. Like these other man, the Yom, are telling Rav Nachman, you said such, like you're saying such a good heresy. No, Rav Nachman said, Yasha. Like what you're saying was right. So they answer him back, are you masking to such a good heresy? Fred Gemara, Hai Inu Nami Hokiko Pasribo. Like, what's your big astonishment? Are you saying so good, Rav Nachman? They themselves said the exact same teretz now also. So I care, they were the ones that said this teretz first. Then when Rav Nachman heard it, Rav Nachman said, Yashi, you're saying right. So what are they being so astonished now? When Rav Nachman said, yes, you're right, they felt so good. Like, you said the teretz yourself. Elo the Gemara says, Hochi, or this is what you meant to say. Elo Hochi Omrulei, Kavisu Lei Bigmara. He meant to ask Rav Nachman, are you kaveyah this din in the Gemara? Like, is this the loch of Sukkah? And Amalu in, Yitaka said yes, that now it's a Gemara like that, that's Pshat Nal Mishnah. Pshat Nal Mishnah is, we're talking about the tree is in the Rishus Rabin, and Lamala Meyud is no good the Erev, because then it's Rishus Yochid, and it's also in the Raisa, to take the Erev off the tree, put it on the ground, Rishus Rabin. But if the tree, the branches are less than 10 tefachim, so it's only a Karmelis, only a Yisim, the Rabbanan, then it's Mutter. So the Mara Itmanami, Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hocho B'ilon Ho'ayne B'Rishos Rab Maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about the Kimta, the tree is B'Rishos Rabin. And Gevoya Asara, the tree is 10 tefachim high. V'Rochiv Arbo, and the top of it is wide, dalad by dalad. Therefore, the top of the tree is a Rishos Yochid. So now, if he had das, to be koin his shvisim on the bottom part of the tree, on the ground of the tree. Then you have this halacha that if you put it on top of the tree, which is 10 tefachim high, it's a rishus hayochid, it's aser, it's possible, because you can't take the bread off the tree to the ground. That's an issue to raise them. Mashenkin, if the top of the tree is less than yutfachim, it's only 9 or 8 to 7, it's only karmelis, it's only yosim of the rabbonin, and the Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe. The yoma kol dove shum ishum shvus, lo yigoz rolo of ben ashmoshes. Any issa, the rabbonin did not make ben ashmoshes. So that's pshan now mishnah, and we pass in a lalach like that, that a shvus, you could be make of ben ashmoshes, le tzarech mitzvah, or a shasat chak. It to do issa the rabbonin's ben ashmoshes. Right, but it's providing, it's not so negay l'maisa, because it's only providing you were makabel Shabbos. When you're makabel Shabbos, that has a loch around like Shabbos gomer, you can't do shvusim. So it's come out nebu negaya. Just to say, if you weren't makabel Shabbos yet, and it became ben ashmoshes, then you will have to do a shvus. But if you are makabel Shabbos already, it lies like Shabbos gomer then. Amar Rava, lo yishonu ve'ala bi'ilon ho'aymed chutz li'iburei shalir. Our whole shaila here is only if this tree is standing outside the ibur of a city. In other words, you have a city, and the Ibur means 70 yamas outside the city is still called like part of the city. So now, the case is, you want to be able to walk out of your city, alpayim amah, right? 2,000 yamas. So at the end of your city, that's where you start counting your alpayim amah. Now you started to walk, let's say, 1,000 yamas, and you hit another city. And you want to walk further than that city. So after you pass that city, that's where your alpayim amah ends, and you have a tree there, that's where you want to be shavas. That's where you want to put Yerif. So, you have to know this tree has to be outside even the second city's limits. It's out of 70 yamis, out of the second city. But if the tree that you want to make Yerif is still in the Ibrum, it's still part of the 70 yamis of the second city, you should know, even in the case like Al Mishnah, where you have the tree and you put your Yerif on top of the tree, which is lamala meyud, so it's rishus yochid, and you want to be kind of shvisa on the floor on the bottom, which is rishus rabim, still harezu eruv. In such a case, the eruv will still be chal. Aye, why is it chal? The chur, you're in two different places. Your eruv is lamala and rishus yochid, and you want to be downstairs in rishus rabim, and you can't take the eruv from one to the other. So why is it chal? And the gemara nusvarim, the mosa command the mal yadami. A city is considered like it's filled up. There's anything inside the city, it always looks like it's mamish in one rishus. So on top and bottom, mamish looks alike. So Rashi speaks out, even though it's the medin, is still also to take the eruv off the tree and put it down on the ground. Because there's still a list of the raisim. Like even though in the middle of a city, you can still have rishus rabim. So if the tree is lamala meyud, and it's rochav dalid, on top of the tree is a rishus yochid. On the bottom of the tree, Lamaisa is a Rishus Rabin. So, Adam and the Raisa still also to take the Erev off the tree to bring it down to you. We're just saying a Svara, a Drabonatik a Svara, Vilchus Erevin, we look as if you're both in the same Rishus. Even though Lamaisa, you can get the Erev off, but in the city, when you're in the 70 Yamas of the city, we look as if the whole city is Kamanda Malyudomin, like it's filled up. Top, bottom, it looks like one thing. So, it looks like your mom is in the exact same place. So that's the svara is good for Erev also. A new drabonic svara. Tirashi. Tirashi demosa. Tirashi. Mitoich shehi mukefes yishav mechitzes. Since it has walls around the city. V'yena megula is not open. Chazina lo command the mal yafora. We look as if inside the city is like filled up with dirt. Vevi command in eskaven lishves lamalam yasorum. So even though really you had that to live on the bottom of the tree, the bottom and the top is like one thing. So we look as if you had that really to live on top of the tree. So Rashi, V'yafal gav, de'i boy le'mishke, le'vatishokol, even though really le'maisa. If you want to take Yerev off the tree to bring it down, you're not allowed to, do'ilin rishus ha'yochid, v'tachta rishus ha'rabim, so midrais you still can't take it down, but koponim the rabbonim le'gesvaro, chazinim we look, we look as if, even though you want to live on the floor, on the bottom of the tree, we look as if you want to live on top of the tree. We look as if you want to live on top of the tree, because anything inside a city is all command the mal yadami. There's no difference between bottom and top. So you look as if the whole thing is on top already. So you look as if you want to be kind on top of the tree, and then it is chal.
So our Mishnah is only talking about where Yalpayim Mamah ended outside the city, even outside the 70 Yamas of the city. There it's not commanded Mal Yadami. Then there's a Chilik. If you want to live on bottom and Yerev is on top and it's just a Yochid, the Yerev is not Chal, because you can't get to Yerev on Shabbos. So the Mari Yochid, if that's such a Svara, that inside the city we look as if it's all filled up, even if you're outside the Ibur, you're outside of the 70 Yamas limit of a city, Nami still should be kosher the Eruv. Why? Kiven the Yama Rava. Since Rava says, Hanoise ne Ruvai, anytime you put down an Eruv Tchumim, or your Mokum, you put down your bread, you should know, Yeshloi Arba Amas. You have four Amas all around it, is like Midrabonin, your house. Well, you put down your bread in the middle of the street, so four, dal by dal, all the four amas around it, we look as if it's your bayis. That's your mokum shvisa. It's not just the mokum where the bread is. It's a radius of dal damis. So all around you, the dal damis is like your mokum shvisa. So the kashri is, even if you're outside in the city now, you're outside the city, but still, when you put down that bread, you have dal damis all around you, which is your rishus. So let's look as if those dal damis, like, they have mechitzas around you, and that mokum should be commanded mal yudomi. So we should always look as if when you want to live on the bottom of the tree, it's as if you want to live on top of the tree also, because you always have dal damas around you. So the mara kivun the yomer rova hanois neiruvei yeshtoy arba amois hevle rishus hayochid. It's as if you have a din rishus hayochid around you right now, and rishus hayochid oila ad rakia, and the rishus hayochid itself goes up until shemayim. So let's see Rashi again. This is only a svar in the rabbonins. So Drashi, Kivin the Yama Rova, Hanoisin Eseru Lakaman by Pirkun, Kabinas Galgo Chusle Tchum. Let's say Erev rolled out more than the Tchum. The Tony Masnitsin Enu Erev, it's not Chal the Erev. The Yama Rova, Lashonu Elishin is Galgo Chusle Tchum Arbamis. It's only if it went more than Dal Damas away from the Mokum where you wanted to live. Avotercha Arbamis, even though the Erev, the Chal, rolled away, but if it didn't go Dal Amas away from where you wanted to be Kainish Risam, is Hanois Nes Ruvoi Yeshloi Arba Amas. Still it's Chal, because you have Dal Amas. Kolaimer, Arba Amas Shasviva. The four Amas all around your Eruv is Hevelei Kamokefas Mechitas. It looks from the Rabbonin as if your Mamash have Mechitas all around you. Now, Vechihechi the Hanois Nes Ruvoi Babayas. Just like if somebody puts his Eruv inside a house. She Mitzosei Bitchum or Mitzosei Chusetchum. Half the house is inside the Tchum Shabbos, and half the house is outside the Tchum Shabbos. It is the law of Mahalachas Kuloi. You're allowed to walk through the whole house. Because any time you really have mechitzas around you, it looks like that's the mokum of your Eruv, and you have a payimama outside that mokum. Yedevi kol abayis kiluhu b'teich tchumai. Can I mean, come on, we'll see these sugyas later on. But Kopon, what's negated to us is, whenever you put down your Eruv, we look as if the mokum around you, Dal Damis, as if it mamash has mechitzas around you, so it's mamash called like Rishus Yochid. So Bezoizek Rashi, next Rashi, Rishus Yochid Oil Ad Rekiyam, V'yafilu Nosno L'malam Yasura. Even in our case, where you put the Erev on top of the tree, which is 10 Tfachim high, which is a real Rishus Yochid who? Who is Abzai, and you want to live on the bottom of the tree, which is Rishus Rabin, but the kasher is, it should still be one Rishus. Abzai, who veruve Rishus Yochid hain? So Rashi again, when he deloy Rishus Yochid mamish, avada lemaisa mamish from the Raisa, it's not called Rishus Yochid. Legabi Yisura the Raisa, lemishkele milam, avada lemaisa, you can't take off the bread off the tree to bring it to the bottom of the tree. Because lemaisa, the bottom of the tree, is Rishus Rabin. On top of the tree is the Rishus Yochid, because it's 10 Tzfachim high and Rochav Dalad by Dalad. So Lamaisa is the Rishus Yochid on top. So Lamaisa, it's awesome with the right to take the bread off the tree to put it down on the bottom. About Koponim, why do Lekha Mechitza? So Krashi Mihu, Linyin Mihu, who Verubi, Bemokim Echod, have Yechod Rishusai. Negate to the Rabbonim de Kalocha of Hilchas Erevin, do we consider you and the Erevin one Rishus? That, yes, is still considered one Rishus. Dumya, it's just daima, the noisim bebur shalir. The same way you put Yerev in the middle of a city. The chazil le rova command amalia. The rova saw before. Anytime you have Yerev in a mokum that has a din as if there's mechitzas around it, we look as if that mokum is filled up to the top. So anytime you want to have your mokum shvisa on the bottom, the floor, it's the same thing. It looks like you want to have it on top also. So in the Rabbanim de Galochas, the kasher is, the Erev should be chal here also. Even though really you wanted to sleep, rest on the bottom of the tree, so what? Since b'mokim erev you have Dal Damas all around you, and Dal Damas is called Rishus Yochid, let's look command the Mal Yadomi. It's the same thing as if you want to live on top. And if you really want to live on top, the erev would be chal, because on top that's where your lechem is, so you're there, that's good. So even though now you want to live on the bottom, still it should be kosher, the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Rab Yitzchok, right, Rab Meshashia, Hoch, we're talking about Pi'ilon, the tree, Hanoite Chutz Li'arbamis. The tree is Noite, the branches are going out of the Arbamis. In other words, the branches, you want to live on the bottom of the tree. And that's the Kohen Shrisa. So Ikashri is, we're asking all Dal Damas around the tree, is like your Mokim Shrisa. The Teretz says the branches here went further out of the Dal Damas. They went more than Dal Damas away from Dika the tree. So the Maisi, where you put the Erev now, is out of the Dal Damas where you want to be Kohen Shrisa. So since the Lechem is more than Dal Damas further away, here we don't say Command the Mal Yedomin. It's not considered like one Rishus, because it's more than Dal Damas away. Hey, Socha, the Elon, the tree, Hanoita, the branches stick out further, Chutz Li'arbamis Askinim, more than Dal Damas. Now the case is, B'nizkavon Lishvois Bikri. Again, you have Kavona to be Kainish Shrisa on the bottom of the tree, on the floor in the Rishus Rabin. O Maila Mala, O Maila Mater, Dohod Izokin. So what's the Chsara now? The same shot as the same before. You want to live on the bottom of the tree. Now you have this tree that the branches come out and it went out more than Dal Damas away. So it depends how high this branch is. If it's Lamala Miyud, since it's Rishus Yochid, you can't take that Erev and bring it to where you are. So Mela, the Erev is not Chal. Mashenkin, if that branch is Lamata Miyud, since it's only a Carmelist, it's only Yisim the Rabbonim, so Ben Hashmoshes, you would be allowed to carry that Erev from where it is to your Mokim Shvisa. That would also be a good Erev. Why? Even though you walk in the Rishus Rabbah more than Dal Damas, like Rashi says, you carry it pocus pocus with Dal Damas. There is any time there's any hechatins in the world, you wanted to be carrying a Shrisa underneath the tree. Now the bread is not there. But so what? If there's any way that Ben Hashemoshes, you could bring the bread to where you are there, you could be carrying the Shrisa. So what's the Chsara now? The bread is Dal Damas away on a tree, but the tree is less than you Yutfachim off the ground. So the tree has a din karmelis there. And is this the Rabbanan taking something off the tree? But since an Erev is Chal Ben Hashemoshes Rabbanan will make all, you're allowed to do Isur and the Rabbanan's Lutzurach Mitzvah. So you're allowed to take the bread off the tree, and even though you'd be Mishtamish and at the karmelis, you have to walk Dal Damas and Rishus Rabin, that's an Isidir Raisa, that you can't do. But the Eitur is walk, Pachas Pachas with Dal Damas. Take it off, walk a little bit, stop, then walk more, and put the bread down underneath the tree. So then the Erev would be Chal. That's what the Mishnah says. But if the Erev is Lamala Meyudom, then it's Osim Mediraita to take it off, then the Erev is not Chal. So for the Gemara though, of Azoi, my Lamala, my Lamata. So if you're telling me now, we're talking about that the branches go straight out, they go straight this way, what do you mean Lamala and Lamata? Hey, the Havamina is, if the tree is going straight up, and you put the bread on the top part of the tree and the bottom part of the tree, that's good. That's called Lamala Lamato. There's a top part of the tree and there's a bottom part of the tree. But now that you're telling me the branches are shooting out, they're going straight out, Dal Damas, so what do you mean, my Lamala Malamato? It's not called Lamala, not called Lamato. Lamanashuk, whatever height this branch is shooting out, that's the height of the branch. So should have said either it's Gavoya Meyud or Lamala Meyud. But it doesn't pass the Lushin, my Lamala Malamato. Rashi says, Maila Mala Maila Matam, Vidover Hanoteya Shovam, who? Vi Lamala Ispe, Lamata Lespe. It's something that's shooting straight out from Manashuk. Either it's high, it can't be low. If it's low, it can't be high. Loshayach Be Loshin Mala Mata Elo Loshin Gavoya Venomacha. Just should have said, either it's high or else it's low. Vlochi Boydel Misni, Nosna Bilan Gavoya Yod and it will be Erev. And Gavoya Sara Erev Erev. Omidatoni Malo Mata Mashma de Zokit. The Talmud says the top part and bottom part of the tree, Mashma, we're talking about the tree is going straight up. Then, the Yochel Niach Lamala, where a tree is going, a normal tree is going straight up, you could put the Erev on the top part of the tree, and you could put the Erev on the bottom part of the tree. It's trying to do it both ways. That's good. But now you're making the Kimto. You're saying it has to go out of the Dal Damas. That means the tree is shooting out straight. More than Dal Damas, what's the Yochel Lamala Lamata? And for the Gemara, Toho Dev Zokit, it's not Shver. This branch, when it's going straight out, later it goes up. So even this branch that's shooting out more than the Aldamas, there's a Lamata part of the branch, and there's a part of the branch that's Hadazaka. Later the branch starts to go up again. So that's what we're saying, it depends what part of the branch you put it. Did you put it on the top part of the branch, which is 10 Tfachim high, it's Rishus Yochid, it's not Chal, because you can't get Yerev off the tree, or did you put it on the bottom part of the branch, when it's going straight, which is Lamata Miyud, then it's only Kamalis, it's only Yosem Midrabonin, and Midrabonin, you'll have to carry it, Mishum Mitzvah, Benash Moshes. So that's not Shreya. For the Gemara name, Voy Boi Maisilei Derecholov. For the Gemara still Akasha. What are you telling me now? The Kinter is that this tree, the branch, is shooting straight out more than Daladamas away from you, and the Slamala Meyud. So since it's more than Daladamas away from you, you don't say Command the Mal Yudomi. And since it's there, it's higher than 10 Tzvachim, it's called the Rishus Yochid. So there's no Hechatimsa how you could get that bread to the Mokim where you are. Because you want to be on the bottom of Rishus Rabim, and over there it's Rishus Yochid. There's no way on Shabbat to get it from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Kasha, no, I have a Hechatimsa, I could get the bread from over there to our Koponim here on top of the tree. But let's say climb up the tree and go on top of the branch there. So you also be in the Rishus Yochid. And bring it on top of the branch all the way to over here, to the top of the tree right over here. That's what bring the bread. And Echlami, don't bring the bread down to the floor to the Rishus Rabin, but just climb on top of the branch and bring the bread from those Dalaramas over there. Bring it on top of the branch, Mamas, to right over here, right above the tree. Now, once the bread becomes right on top of you, then we have rubbers for before. What do I care if on top is Rishus Yochid and on the bottom is Rishus Rabin? But since it's within your Dalaramas, it's Kamanda Mal Yadami, it looks like it's one Rishus. So the only kasha was you can't get the bread, chutz medal damas, to where you are. True, you can't get it to the bottom through Rishus Rabin, but you get it to the top of where you are. So carry the bread on top of the tree from those dal damas over there, straight above, right on top of you, and then there it should be chal. For the Gemara, for iboi maisilo derech alov, you could carry it on top of the tree, you could carry it. So why shouldn't the erev be chal? Trashi, voi boi maisilo derech olov, ki have a chutzal dalad amis, nami, olamala miyud, even though it's 4 amas away, and higher than yitzvachim, ki even the dalad amoisav, oila ad rikiya, since your dalad amis around you goes up to rikiya, which is a yachid, hara yachol alas duin, you can go up to the tree, ad lamala miyasara, climb up more than 10 tzvachim oi, ve litloi, and take it from there, do call the ilo miyasara lamala which is a yachid, and bring it then to your Mokim Shvisa. Like go on top of the tree and carry it from that branch there till over here on top of you. And let it stay on top of you. And since it's in your Dal Damis, your Mamish in one Rishus. We look as if you want to live on top of the tree also then. And for the Gemara, we're talking about the Kimton, Kisha Rabbim Mekaspin Alov. We're talking about the Rabbim use the branch. In other words, the branch now is exactly, let's say, 9 tvachim above. And at one part of Zokir, it becomes Yutfachim. But the middle part of the branch is only 9 tvachim high. And the Rabbim use it. The Rabbim take off their bundles and put it on top of the branch. So the Lachur is that if a Rabbim uses it, it becomes Rishus Rabbim. So this whole branch along the branch is the Rishus Rabbim Kesedim. So the Maruk is Rabbim Mekasvim Alov. The Rabbim Mekasvim means take off their bundles and put it down on top of this branch. So mainly the branch itself has it in Rishus Rabbim. Ukidiyula. The Yomar Ula, Omud Tisha Rishus Rabin. If you have an Omud, like a block, that's 9 tvachim high, it's in Rishus Rabin. The Rabin Mekasim Olov, and the Rabin use it. They take off the bundles and put it down on top of it. You should know, the Zorak Vanach Agabav, somebody throws from Dal Damas away in Rishus Rabin, and it lands on top of this bundle, on top of this Omud, you should know Yechayiv, even though really it should only be a Carmelis. In the Rishus Rabin, anytime you have a block, an Omud, which is more than Gimel Tfachim, Lekura, until Yud Tfachim, it's only called a Karmelis. A Karmelis is Potem Midiraisa. Here we say Yechayim. If you have this Omud, you have this block in the Rishus Rabim, but it's 9 tvachim high, but the Rabim use it, since the Rabim use it, it's called Rishus Rabim Midiraisa. So here we're talking about this tree that the branch is shooting straight across, Dal Damas across. This part of the branch is Mamas only 9 tvachim high, and the Rabim use it to say there. Come to say the branch itself is the Rishus Rabim. So, since it's the Rishus Rabim, the Vianissa Moshit. What do you want to do? You want to cake the Erev
from the end of the branch, which is the Rishus HaYochid. The end of the branch, we're saying now, was Zokiv, came up a little bit higher. That's Yutzvachim, that's the Rishus HaYochid. So you want to carry the area from this Rishus HaYochid, over, walk along the branch, and put it down on top of the tree here, which is another Rishus HaYochid. So you're taking from Rishus HaYochid, walking through Rishus HaRabin, and putting it down in another Rishus HaYochid, that's an Issa Moshid. That will be us to Midiraisa. So that's why you don't have that Hechatimtsa here. Hey, since the branch itself is the Rishus HaRabin, so you're walking through the Rishus HaRabin. So by taking up from one Rishus HaYochid and putting down another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus HaRabin, there's an Issa Diraisa. So Drashi. Drashi, because Rabin Mekasvin on the Tiyas HaNoif, the Rabin used the branch. Shechutz Adal Damoise Vanamucha, Meyud, every Rishus HaRabin could use it. Now, the Chimaisa Leila Maila Miyasara, Derech Avira, Shinatiya. Over the Av Rishus HaRabin. When you carry this Erev over this branch, you're carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim. For Kaimalon B'Moshit, we hold the Lachar is by Moshit, that means, we're Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. If you carry something from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. Derech Av Rishus HaRabim, going over the Av Rishus HaRabim, Afil L'Malah Meyud, even though you're more than Yud Tfachim Hai, is Chayiv. It's not a Perek HaZerek. That was the din we had in Gemara and Shabbos. Hoyishtayim B'Yud Achis, Hazarik Potter and a Moshit is Chayiv. Shken Hoysa Avod is Halavim. That's what the Halavim used to do by the Beis Hamikdash, by the Mishkan. So therefore, here you have the Hechatimtsum. We're talking about that the in-between branch is 9 Tfachim high, and the Rabbim use it. So Melu becomes Rishus Rabbim. So there's no Hechatimtsum in such a case to get the Lechem that's on the end of the branch, which is the Rishus HaYochid, to bring it over the branch on the other side of the tree, which is the Rishus HaYochid, there'll be an Issa Moshit. So that's why our Mishnah says the Erev is not chal in such a case. There's no hechatimsa how you can get that bread to where you want to be kind of shvisa more than Dal Damas away. Therefore, the Erev is not chal. Right, stop here.